knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of the Mighty One except the spirit of the Mighty One. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from the Almighty, so that we must understand what the Almighty has freely given us. This is what we speak, not the word taught by human wisdom, but the words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of the Almighty, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through this through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to mere human judgments. For who has known the mind of Yahweh so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 11 to 16. The beginning of wisdom is this, great wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding, Proverbs 4, 7. Learn the word of the Most High and reject human wisdom. Love Yahweh and obey his commands. Understand what the Almighty has freely given you and put on the mind of Messiah. Then you can discern the voice of your Creator. Wisdom is discerning for specific times and reasons. So give your servants a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For it is, for who is able to govern the people of yours? 1 Kings 3, verse 9. Wisdom is unique to each person and each situation. And understanding her motives is another key principle. All the kings of the earth sought an audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom of the Almighty had put in his heart or in his mind. 2 Chronicles 9, verse 23. Read about Solomon's wise discernment as he orders the children to be cut in half, or the child to be cut in half in 1 Kings 3, verses 16 to 28. You are also given such wisdom in all circumstances if you are willing to learn, earn, and discern. Wisdom denies all personal desire and prefers the greater good of another. Wisdom dies on a stake while completely innocent and forgives those who murder her. Wisdom's heart cry is echoed so well by the words of Alfred Lord Tennyson. In The Charge of the Light Bridge, October 25th, 1854. And it said, there's not to make reply. There's not to reason why. There's but to do and die. Unto the valley of death, road to 600. That is the Sufferwell devotional for today. Now I want to speak more about this topic that so many people fail to correctly understand according to the scripture. Wisdom. To fulfill your destiny, we must understand what the scriptures have to say about wisdom and to understand and how to put wisdom into practice. And it gives us the example in the guidebook of life, the light to the darkness. And it's there in the words, in the holy words of scripture as a guideline and a book to teach us how to live. Just like when your car breaks down, you go to the glove compartment. And you look at the book to see, well, what's this light? Why is this light on? You look at the book. It's the manual of the maker of the car. You wouldn't take your car to a dentist. It would make no sense. If you cannot figure it out in the book, then you go directly to the creator of the car, some mechanic who understands cars, to get the problem fixed. And I'm telling you, we have a book of life. And if something's missing or wrong in your life, you need to go to the book. The book of life, the Bible. And if you can't find what you're looking for, you need to go directly to our maker, our wonderful creator. We need to understand this concept. We need to get it down. We need to get it down. If you knew all the wisdom of God was compiled in one book, why would you not read it? That's not wise. That's foolishness. I know many of you listening, and I know many people out there that do not read their Bible every day. They do not read a scripture every day. That is foolishness according to our creator. It's foolishness on every level. Somebody has given you a book with all the wisdom of the world in it. I remember watching a movie called Back to the Future. I think it was part 2 or part 3. And I remember one of the characters was able to go back in time, and there was a book that had all these answers to problems that were going to happen in the future. And he took the book back with him to the future. We have the same opportunity. We have a book that was given in the beginning of time, and it's presented to us to take now, to know everything that has happened and everything that will happen, and to approach it with great wisdom. With great wisdom. Our Creator is going to reveal our destiny to us. He's going to equip us. He's going to supply us. He's going to encourage us. He's going to be there for us during the hard times. But we must use that wisdom wisely. Use it wisely and make the right choice. The book is the Bible. It is literally the treasure map that leads to the treasure. And in Psalms 111 verse 10, it says, "The fear of Yahweh is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise him forever." That is scripture. If you believe our Creator spoke and the universe existed, if you believe our Creator spoke and people were healed, blind man can see, dead man can walk, deaf man can hear, if you believe these things, then why do you not believe what it says in Psalms 111 verse 10? All who obey my commandments will grow in wisdom. To obey his commandments, I will submit to you again and yet again, the church is teaching people not to follow his commandments. Literally, breaking the commandments of our Creator is sin, and the church is teaching more people to sin than to be obedient to his holy word. Excuses will not get you in the kingdom. We must rise above and seek the wisdom of our wonderful Creator. That says in James 3:13, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by the deeds done in humility that come from wisdom." To understand the good things that our Creator created for us a long time ago is the Torah, his instructions, his guidelines that tells us how to live. Now, many of you listening to this know this to be true. But there are many of you listening that attend a Christian church every weekend, or maybe one weekend a month, or maybe twice a week you might go to a Bible study, but you do not comprehend that the wisdom that our Creator is trying to impart on you to follow his guidelines and instructions, how important they are, and that they are not done away with. It says in Job 12:12, "It is not wisdom found amongst the aged? Does not the long bring understanding?" Do we get this? This is from Job, a man that's been through so much. And the wisdom he seeks. As Proverbs 2:6 says, "For Yahweh gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Do we get that? Yahweh gives wisdom. He gives it to us. From his mouth, the speaking, comes knowledge and understanding. That we would understand these things. The beginning of wisdom is this, according to Proverbs 4:7. "Get wisdom, so it costs all you have, get understanding." We need to get it. So we don't have to suffer the way it says in Hosea when it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." That means lack of knowledge of me. If you have wisdom, you have the wisdom of him. You have a choice to be wise and on his side, or to be foolish and choose the enemy's side. Obedience versus disobedience. Wisdom versus foolishness. A man says, "There's a way before each man that seems right and ends in death." Everyone wants to do things according to their own knowledge, to their own ways. It gets them in trouble. It gets them in trouble because if they're not successful, well, they led themselves to doing something wrong. And even worse, if they are successful following their own plan, it puffs up their pride, and that is the worst thing that could happen. It says in Proverbs 11:2, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom." We need to humble ourselves to understand what it means to submit to our wonderful Creator and his ways. And there's nothing that could make us more rich in our lives than to give us to get the wisdom of our wonderful Creator. It says in Proverbs 16, verse 16, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver." The most valuable thing we have The best weapon we have against the enemy is wisdom. The wisdom of Scripture, the wisdom of Yahweh, the historical stories and understanding everything to make the right choice in the future. It says in Proverbs 19, verse 8, the one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. Do you love your life? Are you prospering? This is the word that says if you get that wisdom, you will love your life. If you don't love your life, you probably don't have the complete revelation of Yahweh who gave us Yeshua. And this is why you're not happy in your life. Psalms 37 verse 30 says, the mouths of the righteous utter wisdom and their tongues speak what is just. What is just? What is righteous? This isn't a message you're going to find in a church. This isn't a message you're going to find in your Christian home Bible study. This is a message you're going to find in Scripture that tells us to be careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but wise. Make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, verses 15 to 16. And as we remember that, remember what we read in Psalms 111:10. The fear or the awe of our Creator is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey His commands will grow in wisdom. Are you following His guidelines and instructions? Are you obeying and being obedient to His commands? Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6 says, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everything and everyone. To be filled up with Yah's word, to live His instructions, and to proclaim the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, is what our Creator wants us to do. His plan for us is to be wise servants. To be wise priests for Him. It's that fear. It's the beginning of knowledge is the fear. Now the foolish people of this world will despise this wisdom and instruction. The foolish people of this world will turn this off the radio because they don't want to hear that you have a responsibility to determine what goes on in your life. There's this not this thing, well, when my time's up, my time is up. No, it says in the scripture, a wicked person will die before their time. You must make the right choices in life. It is critical. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and shun evil, Proverbs 3:7. Do not forsake the wisdom. Do not forsake the knowledge. We need to live it out. Live it out. It says in Proverbs 13:1, a wise son heeds his father's instructions, but the mocker does not respond to rebukes. We must get this and embrace this. Ecclesiastes 2:26 says to the person who pleases Him, Yahweh gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness, but to the sinner He gives the task of grafting and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases Yahweh. To this is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Understand your destiny, everybody. We've been reading this long enough. You're no longer babes. You're adults now. You're grown up. You know these things. 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, for the foolish of Yahweh is wiser than human wisdom. And the weakness of Yahweh is stronger than human strength. Not by our will, but His will. And His will is that we would read the holy word of Scripture. It says in Colossians 2, verse 2 and 3, my goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so they may have full of the riches, complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of Yahweh, namely Yeshua, in whom are hidden all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge. We are to mimic Him in His ways and act and think like Him and understand the importance of these things. The wisdom comes from Yahweh first. It's all pure, the peace, love, and considerate, submissive, full mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. That comes from Yahweh. That comes from Yahweh. And it says again in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask Yahweh who gives it generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Ask and you shall receive. It says in 1 Corinthians 1:30, it is because of Him that you are in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who has become for us wisdom from Yahweh. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Read the words of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. See how He pointed us to the Scriptures. See how He told us to avoid foolish things. It says in Proverbs 29:11, fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. How many of you are calming situations down, or how many of you are blowing them up? This is the big difference between the wise and the foolish. A big difference. Proverbs 14:1 says, the wise woman builds a house, but her own hands of the foolish one tears them down. By thinking she knows more than our Creator, more than He wants us to have. It says in Proverbs 19:20, listen to the advice and accept discipline, and in the end you will be counted among the wise. How many of you want to be counted amongst the wise? Listen, 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 and obey. It says in Proverbs 3:13, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. Hallelujah for His Torah, that He's opened it up to us and give us the wisdom to understand and comprehend what the Word is saying, what Scripture is saying. How He's given us as a wonderful gift, every single one of us. It's not about intelligence. It's not about taking an IQ test to see where we stand. No, it's about making biblical decisions based on the holy words of our Creator and nothing else. That's the real answers. That's the real answers. Not seeking the wisdom of this world, but seeking Yahweh and understanding that. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of Yahweh is the foundation of all knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Remember, it's the wisdom's instructions to fear Yahweh. But people don't get this. People don't understand. Wisdom comes straight from Yahweh. It's what He wants to impart us so we can understand His holy word. Proverbs 2:6-7 says, Yahweh grants wisdom. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He's a shield to those who walk in integrity. Wisdom of above is first of all pure. We got to get this. And Yahweh wants us to seek the purity of life and everything that comes with it and make the right choices. And don't be like it was in Hosea, where my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yahweh says, no, through wisdom you will have knowledge to me and of me. And it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. It says in 1 Peter 1:5, for this is the very reason, make every effort to add to faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge. Knowledge. So we're not easily led astray by somebody who thinks they know more than us, who thinks they see more than us. So we need to get this and embrace this and understand the greatness that comes with the intelligence of Yahweh. And how He's created us to be set apart and to avoid being a fool or doing foolish things. And that's what's happened today. People are literally trained to be fools. If you want to know your destiny, according to what it says here in the Suffer Well devotional, our destiny could be two things. Get wisdom or don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Here's my vote. Yahshua 2020. And here's His motto. Don't be a fool. You get it. You get it. So we must heed to the word of Scripture and understand that. But when a person is foolish, it says in Proverbs, they have no understanding or interest in understanding. They only want to give people their opinions and tell people what they think. They don't want understanding. They don't want discipline or anything like that. It says in Proverbs 12:5, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearken unto the counsel is wise. You don't understand this. Life is not a test where we have to remember something our whole life. And remember something and remember. No, life is an open book test. It's an open book test. The answers are in the book that you read. It's not something you have to guess. It's not a multiple choice question. So you got to think, did I get that right? Maybe I got it wrong. No, it's an open book test. How do we not see this? I've never in my life, when I went to school, had an issue with open school tests. It helped me to find out and understand what was being read. I could read the context before and after, and I get the answer, most important. It's an open book test. And that's what we want. We want to understand, to test everything in life. But we want that answer in front of us, and the Holy Word gives us not just the questions, but also the answers. That's what we must get. We must trust a wonderful Creator at all times. At all times, and not get caught up in the folly of this world and all the craziness of this world, and absolutely no wisdom about our Creator. They think all about themselves. Well, in the Bible, it says in 28:26, those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. That's it.